Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you this morning from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa, in the Indian Hills neighborhood. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who is all things at all times at Powell Broadcasting, wears an awful lot of hats. But tell you what, folks, in the coming week, Justin Barker is going to be really, really busy because the NAIA is back in town. So a shout out to all the people responsible for that wonderful event, from Corey Westra, Mike Skaggs, and the rest of the volunteers. We appreciate what you do each and every year in bringing the NAIA Women's National Basketball Tournament to our community. Hey, folks, I'm also going to tell you there is a huge effort underway right now to spruce up Sioux City and the Siouxland area and make this the attractive, wonderful place that it is, as guests from all over the United States will be descending upon our community for this NAIA National Tournament. So if you get a minute, grab a garbage bag, whether it's your home, your residence, your business, your office. Do us all a little favor and police up your area, clean up the trash. Let's make sure that Siouxland shows well for these out-of-town visitors. To the matter at hand, we have a first-time guest with us in studio today, Mr. Andrew Nilges, who serves as the Executive Director of the Economic Development Corporation in North Sioux City, South Dakota. I think it's called the North Sioux City Economic Development Corporation. Did I get that right, Andrew?
You did. Correct.
So welcome to the studio. It's great to see you.
Thanks, Chris. It's great to be here.
Hey, we appreciate having you in studio early on a Saturday morning, and I know you're busy with a spouse and children and lots of other commitments and responsibilities, so thank you for sneaking away. And over the course of the next half an hour, we're going to get to know Andrew a little bit better. We're also going to learn about all of the activity that is taking place in North Sioux City, South Dakota. Of course, we all know North Sioux City had a huge boon and growth period when Gateway Computer was here, but Gateway's long gone. Nonetheless, that same kind of economic activity is taking place in North Sioux City again today, and Andrew's going to fill us in on all the details. Before we get there, Andrew, tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
I'm a native Siouxlander, so I spent the first few years of my life over by Leif Erickson Park in Sioux City, moved out to Riverland Estates. Then I've kind of bounced around Dakota Dunes. I spent a summer out in Morningside in a friend's attic during the flood of 2011. Then we moved out to North Sioux City and now Windstone. So I've been here my entire life, loved the Siouxland community, great people. Think we'll be here the entirety of my life.
Well, I always say this, Andrew. I think that our most effective economic development professionals are those who grew up in the community and know it better than anyone else and have a passion for selling it, because that, of course, is what you do as an economic development professional. You sell your community. Where'd you go to grade school?
I went to Blessed Sacrament for a year and then Sacred Heart for grade school.
And high school?
Healing.
And what were you involved with?
I played golf, had some good moments and some not so good moments.
Well, that's every golfer.
Now, that kind of happens with golf.
Do you still play?
I try to.
Okay.
With two young kids, it's hard. My wife says, why don't you go out and play more? You're pretty good at it. And then I tell her the amount of time it takes to get away. And she says, yeah, you know, you can stay home.
Yeah, never mind. The garage needs to be cleaned.
Yeah, exactly. So I golfed, did some intramurals. So that kept me be busy and entertained and out of trouble.
And were you a good student?
I was okay.
You held your own.
I did all right. You know, the first couple of years, it was a struggle. And then I realized, oh, I really need to buckle down if I'm going to go to college. And so it came around.
That's a perfect segue. Where'd you go to school after Healing?
University of Northern Iowa. So I got my bachelor's degree there and my master's from the University of South Dakota.
And what was your undergraduate degree in?
History.
And your master's is?
Public administration. I specialized in state and local government.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Mr. Andrew Nilges. Andrew, a Siouxland native, a Healing graduate, who then went on to the University of Northern Iowa to earn his undergraduate degree and a master's at the University of South Dakota. Before we talk about your career progression, tell me a little bit about your family.
My wife, Erin, she is a teacher and librarian at Dakota Valley. We met at the University of Northern Iowa. I was able to recruit her to Siouxland.
Excellent. See, you were beginning that important role before you even realized it.
Yep, exactly. So,
and you're helping us grow our population, I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have two little kids, one on the way coming in May. So we're recruiting that that workforce population that
yes.
we need.
That's not recruiting it. That's creating it. And that's an important part of it as well. And Andrew, I'd like people to note that the Siouxland Initiative and the North Sioux City Economic Development Corporation has two economic development professionals who are certainly contributing to Siouxland's future workforce in a familial way. So that's great. A shout out to Aaron and the two kids, and blessings and continued health with the arrival of your third. Tell us, Andrew, when you're studying at USD, did economic development ever enter into your calculus that, hey, this might be something I'd like to do?
It did towards the end. So I actually did my internship under Corey Mankin in North Sioux City, and he was the city administrator, but he also headed up the North Sioux City Economic Development Corporation. So that's really where I got my introduction to the economic development world and really got my interest sparked in this field. That's really where it started at the very end. I eventually transitioned over to working at USD, partnering the university with business and industry. So that interest continued to grow. So when the position opened, when my predecessor left, it's like, I have to apply. I have to get involved. This is an incredible field to be a part of. So at USD, yeah, it really started with that internship.
Well, and a shout out to Corey Mankin. Corey, of course, served as the economic development director for 13 years, and I think maybe the last five of those, he was also in a dual capacity as the city administrator in North Sioux City. Spent a couple of years doing economic development work with our team at the Siouxland Initiative, and I believe now is heading up the chamber in Spearfish, South Dakota, one of the fastest growing areas in the country. So we wish Corey well and appreciate his years of economic development work in the Siouxland Tri-State region. It's an interesting profession, Andrew, and I'm wondering if it's significantly different or significantly similar to what you imagined it would be when you were a graduate student.
Much different. And that's a good thing. During the internship, I just scratched the surface on economic development. There's so much confidentiality that's involved that I wasn't really able to get as in depth in terms of hosting prospects and working with existing businesses and working with the chamber. And so it's been much different, but that's been a positive. You know, it's been a really, really positive experience. There's a great economic development support system in this community with the chamber and the Siouxland Initiative and with all of our partners, planning districts and so on. So it's been a really good experience.
You know, I think a lot of people would fail to realize exactly how much confidentiality is involved. So you raise an excellent point. And as you and I have discussed, you've learned that lesson very well. You're very good at it, perhaps too good at it. As I like to joke, if you don't tell me what's going on, how am I going to take credit for all your success? And over the course of the second half of our program, we're going to talk to Andrew Nilges about all the success that North Sioux City, South Dakota has enjoyed in the recent past, and perhaps without breaching that confidentiality, talking about some of the projects they have in the pipeline. After a couple of years of COVID, things are starting to pick up again.
They really are. And, you know, actually during COVID, the state of South Dakota and our governor got quite a bit of attention for her approach to the pandemic and how businesses can operate. She'd never shut any business down in the state of South Dakota. So obviously the pandemic was just, you know, it was awful. You know, we obviously wish never would have happened, but in terms of the interest of businesses locating in South Dakota, it did pick up. The interest is, it increased pretty significantly. So,
well, we saw the commercials, and I think South Dakota's marketing, national marketing, has been very effective for a number of years. Of course, the slogan, great faces, great places, and playing off Mount Rushmore as one of the leading tourist attractions in the entire nation, is certainly paying dividends for the state of South Dakota, but also Governor Noem's leadership, throughout the pandemic. And listen, she was harshly criticized by many, especially in the national mainstream media. And I think on the backside, South Dakota has been recognized as one of the states that is best positioned for recovery coming out of COVID.
Yeah, she was criticized, but you know, you look at it, tourism numbers went up, the interest of businesses locating in South Dakota or expanding in South Dakota has increased, people are moving to the state, so you can't argue with the results.
No, you're exactly right, Andrew, and I believe that I saw the results of a study, or at least a media summary of the results of a study that showed that South Dakota was one of the states, not per capita, but by sheer volume numbers, which is incredible for such a small state, but for the most people relocating to South Dakota. So exactly right. You can't argue with the numbers. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 on your FM dial. Our guest this morning is Andrew Nilges. Andrew is a Siouxland native who has been serving as the leader of economic development, the executive director of the North Sioux City Economic Development Corporation for the last 4.5 years. And in the second half of the program, we're going to visit with Andrew about some of the major announcements that they've enjoyed in the recent past, leading the way, of course, the $185 million project at Royal Canin. We'll be back with Andrew after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Once again, coming to you from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa. On behalf of our producer, Justin Barker, thanks for spending some time with us on Saturday morning. And we'd like to thank our program sponsor, as we do each and every week, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. If you're with us for the first half of the program, you know that our guest today is Mr. Andrew Nilges, who serves as the executive director of the North Sioux City Economic Development Corporation. And Andrew, you have started off 2022 with a bang. Talk, if you will, a little bit about what an exciting start you have to the new year.
Yeah, it really has been exciting. There's actually been two projects that are moving forward the beginning of 2022. The first, Royal Canin, their significant announcement. They are planning to expand further in North Sioux City. They're going to have a $185 million expansion, which will create 149 new positions in North Sioux City. So we're really grateful to Royal Canin that they made the choice to grow here in North Sioux City. You know, Mars has facilities all over the U.S. They could have chose to invest anywhere, and they chose here in North Sioux City and in the Siouxland region. So really grateful for them for making that choice. And I think it goes to show that this really is a great area to do business. You know, great leadership, great people, great workforce, most importantly. So really excited about the Royal Canin announcement. And then Red's All Natural, they're also moving forward with some expansion in North Sioux City, and the state's governor's Office of Economic Development recently approved some incentives for them to grow as well. So they'll actually be expanding into about 100,000 square feet worth of space, existing space, new building space. So 2022, it's brought some very good news. It's been really fun to be a part of. I'm really excited to see what the future holds for Royal Canin and for Reds.
And I want to talk about some good news in 2022 and then revisit Royal Canin, because we've just scratched the surface with that company's investment in the tri-state region. But when you say 2022 has begun with some really good news, you were a part of a significant announcement recently with the governor of the state of Nebraska. Tell us a little bit about the site selection announcement and what that news means to your work as an economic developer.
Yeah, absolutely. So Site Selection Magazine named the Siouxland region number one for economic development for our population tier. I believe it's for the 10th time now, which shows a significant investment by our business community over an extended period of time. I think that's really, it's truly unique, and it's really exciting to see. And actually, I was joking with Brad Newton from the Siouxland Initiative that 2 years ago, we had Governor Reynolds come in and had an event over in Iowa. This year, we were with Governor Ricketts in Nebraska. So the pressure's on for me to make sure that we have Governor Noem coming so we can host her in South Dakota this year.
I'll tell you what, you guarantee us another tier three top rank in the nation, and I will guarantee you that we will invite Governor Noem to make that announcement. And Andrew's exactly right. Site Selection Magazine was in town recently to announce that the Siouxland Metro, the Metropolitan Statistical Area to be specific, was ranked number one in the nation for populations between 50 and 200,000 people. It was the third year in a row. During the COVID, we didn't have a lot of pomp and circumstance associated with those announcements for obvious reasons. But this year we brought in Andrew Bruns, the managing editor of Site Selection Magazine, and Andrew and his team from North Sioux City, South Dakota, joined Mike Wells of Wells Enterprises, the chair of the Siouxland Initiative, and Governor Pete Ricketts of the great state of Nebraska to make that announcement, to share in some of the recognition for that. Andrew, it's very significant, and I know that Site Selection Magazine's objective annual ranking certainly helps in the recruiting that we do in encouraging local businesses to expand. The reality is Siouxland has had that success over the past few years because of companies like Royal Canin who are already here, have options to go anywhere, but then make the affirmative decision to expand right where they're at.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think it speaks well to the people of Siouxland. You know, they're the ones working in our local businesses. We hear time and time again how great the people of the Siouxland region are. So I think that, you know, with the businesses choosing to expand here, they're doing largely so because of the people. And then that shows in the Site Selection Magazine rankings.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And the rankings don't just include new businesses that are recruited. It includes existing businesses that are growing and expanding and either add $1 million in capital investment, 20,000 square feet of new floor space, hire 20 new employees. Any of those three criteria, not all three, but even if you have one of them, and it's accompanied by some type of new construction, it counts as a project. And Siouxland has been very fortunate in the last decade and a half to lead the nation in that population category 10 of the last 15 years. Yeah. I personally believe, Andrew, that that is a reflection of companies in our community expressing their confidence in the community, in the political leadership, and most importantly, in the workforce. Because if they didn't feel that they had a good workforce, they certainly wouldn't expand here.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, it's just, it goes to show that there is a very positive business climate here in the Siouxland area, great workforce. And that's why they choose to invest further here. But going back to the recruitment of new businesses, yeah, it's absolutely something that we point to. In an RFI, when we're hosting a prospect, to say, look, this is a ranking that the Siouxland area has earned, and this is why.
Well, and I think it also helps those site selectors who have responsibility because they're risk averse. They want to make sure they get the decision right. And if they can look to a community that has had this significant number of businesses select the community over and over and over again, it mitigates some of that risk. Our producer informs me that I referred to Mr. Bruns by the name Andrew instead of Adam, and I apologize. Andrew Nilgis, our guest today, the executive director of the North Sioux City Economic Development Corporation. And Andrew, before we spin off into some of the other really successful projects, I want to focus on Royal Canin for a minute because they spent $117 million. I know it was in the last decade, but it doesn't seem all that long ago. Built a brand, they had a plant in our community.
Right.
They built a brand new state-of-the-art plant just a few yards away, invested over $100 million, and here they are about to spend almost $200 million, bringing their total to about $300 million. Folks, that's a third of $1 billion by one company in North Sioux City in the last decade. It's really extraordinary.
Yeah, it's incredible. And, you know, when I learned of the project from the governor's Office of Economic Development, the first thing they said was, are you sitting down? I said, yeah, I'm sitting down. What's going on? And you know, not knowing what to expect. And that's when they broke the news that this project was being discussed. And so it was really exciting to get that news. You know, their growth has really stemmed from new pets during the pandemic. People are buying new pets, and that's really seen their growth increase and accelerate. And admittedly, I was one of those who purchased a new dog during the pandemic. So
you fit the mold quite well.
Yep, I fit right in with where the growth is coming
from. With two kids and a third on the way, it was time for that new pet. Andrew, I can't believe how quickly the time passes, but in the short 2 minutes that we have left with one another today, tell us quickly about some of the other exciting things that have happened recently in North Sioux City with the land acquisition and other significant announcements.
Yeah, the land acquisition is something that we're really excited about. We are at the City of North Sioux City and the Economic Development Corporation. We've been working closely with the South Dakota Governor's Office of Economic Development to acquire approximately 430 acres of land for development. 330 acres will be used for a new industrial park, and then the rest will be used for a workforce housing development. You know, when we go out and meet with local businesses, one of the number one things they say, it's either workforce or workforce housing, every single business. And so we wanted to set some land aside to really make a significant impact, to draw people from outside of the area who can come and work in our local businesses, live in our community, visit our local restaurants and retail establishments, and really grow our community. So we've penciled it out. We think we could get maybe 500 or so homes in this workforce housing development, which we're really excited about. And, you know, we're grateful that the business community, they made it loud and clear that this is what their priority is. They want to see more workforce housing, and they're very grateful for the governor's office and for the city to kind of have a proactive approach to address the concerns that we heard.
Well, of course, as you continue to grow, that workforce housing is going to be essential. And one of the advantages of working in the Siouxland Tri-State region is we work together as a region, Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, cooperating on all kinds of different projects, and workforce housing will certainly be one of them looking into the future. Andrew, our half an hour has already expired. Thanks so much for coming in. Our very best to you, your wife and two kids, and especially your wife as that third addition to the family comes along. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. We'll be right back with more 1 week from today on KSEJ. Make it a great weekend.